Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks.
Well, I don't know. I've never used that expression much. I remember a I don't really know what.
Well, that's not really a very specific question. Let me put it this way. Would you ever use the terms dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
Well, you could use the slouchy. I would say that a lot of people here would use that more than anything else. Just slouchy.
Well, if they were talking about a woman instead of a man, could they use the same word?
Usually.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed up.
Okay. And if you were talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...
he's really dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he certainly is what for his age?
Frisky.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is?
Everybody call him lazy here.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Well, we've got two. We've got one here that's the wood shuck, and then there's a woodpecker. And there's three or four different kinds of them.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Not a cricket, but something else.
Well, now we've got... naturally we have the crickets, but well, we have ground puppies here pretty bad some seasons.
Well, now, what does the ground puppy look like?
Well, he's a little brown. He's a little larger than the cricket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's brown.
Mm-hmm.
And them little rascals can destroy a garden in just a few nights if they ever hit just right.
Well, now, do they hop, too?
They'll hop all they can. There's one kind of them that can fly.
Hmm. Well, now, is a ground puppy like a grasshopper?
On the order. He's not as long as the big grasshoppers. We have three or four different kinds of grasshoppers here. But that ground puppy, he's only about, I would say, an inch and... well, a real large one would probably be an inch and a quarter long, maybe.
What do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Well, we refer to it as a haunted, which I don't think there's any such thing, but that's what it's referred to as.
Somebody might be afraid to go past the cemetery at night because he'd be afraid you'd see...
ghost. Something else I don't believe in.
What do you call something, like a black cat, that people say brings bad luck?
I don't know what you'd call him. I've heard it spoken lots of times, but
well, I wouldn't. Well, what are some other things that people say bring bad luck besides black cats?
Well, now a lot of people